Martha Norwalk, fresh off the love train, and welcoming you to the final hour of our Super Bowl Sunday and almost Valentine's Day edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. They've got internet access, and the best way to pick up the streams, go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link, upper right corner. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen in the upper left, and then Listen Online, and you will be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook. You got to go see my favorite post, I think, ever. The cheetahs sleeping with the forest ranger at night, and they didn't believe it. They put out cameras, and holy mackerel, what they caught is absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. It's the first post after the Today Show stuff, so check it out. Well, it is recover from the love train time for me. My goodness, it's just so much fun to have all these people to dance with. Let's see. Now, it is Best Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique, Rasmussen Reset and Energy Code Sunday. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Sister Linda Rasmussen is here. We are presently in the middle of doing a session. You didn't know that, did you? With Bettina and her dogs and then her. But we'd had to time out for love train and stuff. And before we get back to Bettina, Linda brought up something really important. And I'm so glad she remembered that we can tell you about this. But a year ago, Tomorrow was today. And that will make sense because it was Valentine's Day. Last year, Valentine's Day was a Sunday. And I don't know, Nels was probably valentining his Martha and didn't join us. But Linda and I did the show together. And because it was Valentine's Day, and I think Nathan remembered, I think it might have been a shorter or preempted because every once in a while in February, we get preempted by, I think, ladies basketball and stuff, and that happened last year. Doesn't seem to be happening this year. Is that because they aren't playing or what?
They changed their contract, so.
Okay, whip me back in here. I mean, I got distracted, but because we haven't had any preemptions. Anyway, never mind. So what we're telling you this because Linda did a special feature last Valentine's Day for Valentine's Day. So tell us what that was all about, because you can access it in the archives. So we'll tell you about that in a moment. But what did we do last Valentine's
Day?
Yeah,
so we decided, since we had a different time length and different aspects, and it was Valentine's Day, to do some energy work around the energy of love, because this is extremely healing frequency. And a lot of people don't really know that they don't get love from other people actually are causing them to resonate with the love that's already inside of them, that they're actually made out of. Mm-hmm. And so we did some exercises during the show in which I guided people through generating a loving presence for themselves. Because once we can do that, then we actually have much greater success in exchanging that vibrational frequency of love with other people, not just romantically, but in all kinds of love and caring. And so I really recommend people look at the archives for February 14th in 2021. And there's two exercises on there. And one of my clients who knows how to do such things actually clipped both of those on a recording for herself digitally so she can listen to those two exercises whenever she wants.
Yeah, I thought that's very cool because I know we don't have anything set up that prevents you from lifting the audio.
Right.
So you can go to, and the way you access this, because the suggestion is right now, folks, is that you go and listen to this archived show from a year ago on Valentine's Day, and then you could do what Linda's client did and record the two processes, and then you can have them and use them whenever you want. You can also just go to the archives and listen
right.
anytime. So the way you do that, you go to the Animal World website, and that is Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K, MarthaNorwalk.com. And then there's in kind of the middle of the page on the right side, there's a link to the audio archives. You just click on that, and that brings up a page, and it's all listed from the most current on down. So you just scroll down to February 14th, 2021. That's the show that you want. So great suggestion. I'm so glad you remembered that, and we remembered to tell everybody because you can use that stuff forever, and it's going to help you. All right. So I think we are ready to pick up where we left off, and let's make sure that Nathan is on board, and we have Bettina. Bettina, welcome back to Animal World.
Thank you.
All right, you're there. We didn't lose you. So let's pick up. When we left, Dr. Nels was in the process of working on your Chiweenie, Luna. So what can you report to us about Miss Luna?
Well, Miss Luna needed a good thorough tune-up. I worked actually four sets of points on her, two on each side. And, she got a really thorough reset. So her fight-or-flight system should be a lot calmer now. And
wonderful.
That, as I said, it affects a lot of different things because when you're in fight-or-flight, it takes over everything. So good reset.
Yeah.
Time to move on to Skeeter.
Yeah.
Yes.
So tell Skeeter, us what describe Skeeter to us.
Skeeter is a little black, energetic Chihuahua mix. He is dealing with new boundaries. He and Luna are no longer allowed on my bed.
Uh-oh.
And he definitely has some energy that he needs to burn off. We're going to the dog park today so that he can run. But, he's adjusting. He's a little sneaky. He will go under the bed to avoid the doggy gate that I put up just to climb into bed with me. So,
Well,
can you hypnotize
dogs.
Him, Dr. Nils, and so that he doesn't know he can get in bed or something?
No, sorry, can't do that. I'm laughing because we have a cat that likes to do the same thing, hide in in the sock drawer or something and then pop out in the middle of the night.
And crawl into bed.
Yeah. So I totally get it. So let's see here. But we can find out if Skeeter needs a tune-up.
Yeah, let's see.
We do. We got something here. It's not quite the classic Rasmussen reset. And so there's this one actually would indicate to me, I see this pair a lot. It's one right in front of the shoulder and right behind the shoulder on the right side.
Okay.
And so usually when I'm working on the right side of the body, it means that there's a excess of energy on the opposite side, and excess of energy often translates into symptoms. Okay. So for example, if Skeeter had something where he wasn't quite using his left front normally or something, that might be why this pair came up. On the other hand, it could just be that it just needs a reset and hasn't manifested as any particular problem.
That makes sense.
But anyway,
okay.
Yeah. So we're getting some good pulses coming in, nice reset developing. So this would be a good time to segue over to Linda so she can
Well, I was going to ask you, Linda can take over, but I first want to ask you, Bettina, because when you're Linda's working on you, I can't talk to you. When you say you're trying to keep Skeeter out of bed, but he's going around the gates, and he's always slept in bed with you, and for whatever reason, he's not allowed in bed anymore. So do you have dog beds and stuff in the bedroom for him off the bed?
Yes, I do. And I know that it's because of me. Like, during the pandemic, I just wanted a little extra comfort, and I liked having them close. So I reverted on to going back to some bad habits. So I know it's hard for him. It's hard for me, too. but I do have doggy beds on the side of my bed. I also have doggy beds, like, in the living room if they don't want to be in their beds.
All right, just so you know, a little trick that might make it easier if you could set this up is that sometimes what we do when we have to do something like this with dogs in the bedroom, with their dog beds on the floor, then you can put like an eye bolt into the baseboard at the bottom of the wall, and then you attach a little leash to it. So you put the dog on the leash and you give them enough slack so they can stand up, turn around, lay down in their bed, but they can't get off the bed and jump into your bed. So it gets them in the habit of staying in their own bed. So perhaps you can take that little tip and tweak it to work in your bedroom.
Okay, I'm going to try that tonight.
Yeah, see, call Aunt Martha. I have answers. Okay, now try it. Now, so Bettina, now we got a plan, or I have a plan. You try, fool around with this week. See how it's working, and then you call next week, because that's behavior and training week with me. You call in next week, and Natasha will be here to help too, so you can tell me if we've solved the problem or if we need to do more, okay?
Okay, great. I will. Thank you.
All right, so I'm done with you, and now I'm giving you to Linda. So Linda's taking over.
Hi, Bettina.
Hi, Linda. Hi.
So I'm going to just invite you to think the sky is blue, which is an easy thing to think today. The sky is blue, just relaxing. And then I invite you to bring a person that you have had on your mind. And this is a person that you care about. Oh, you have a lot of caring about this person. If there's more than one, just select the person you want to think about.
Okay.
All right. Paying attention to how you feel as you think about this person. And then setting that person aside very gently, we're going to focus on the feeling of satisfied. And the number two.
Satisfied, and the number two.
And your eyes are going to be closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. And take a deep breath into the abdomen, holding your breath in as long as it's comfortable to do so, and then just keep repeating breath, inhale, hold, and then release, thinking satisfied too.
All right, Bettina, you've got your eyes closed. You're looking up to the right behind those closed eyes, taking in a deep breath and holding it as long as you can, letting it out and replacing it when you need to, thinking the word satisfied and the number two. Satisfied, number two. And looks like you finished up Skeeter, okay? And
yep, Skeeter's all tuned up.
Wonderful.
All right, Bettina, go ahead and breathe normally. And with your eyes open, you're just gently going to tip your head forward, tucking your chin, gently stretching the back of your neck, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And as you're relaxing and breathing normally, bringing the person that you were thinking about back into your mind and having awareness of how you feel as you think about them. And that is complete.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, you're welcome. And I'm grateful and thankful For the feeling of satisfied is the affirmation that will support this release.
All right, so I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of satisfied. Now tell us another time, because we haven't specifically mentioned it, but how should your people use these affirmations?
Yeah, so very helpful to notice satisfied as much as you can. So even the smallest thing, like if you just start saying, oh, I'm just going to notice everything that brings on this feeling of being satisfied, whether it's the way something looks or tastes, or your one of your dogs does something that just makes you feel really satisfied. Whatever it is, just keep emphasizing noticing satisfied, because it has an energy frequency that when you think it is helping your field stay flowing and released of the interference that you just cleared.
And if she feels stuck for some reason, is that a good time to repeat the affirmation to get her back on track?
Yeah, the other really helpful thing is a lot of times people say as soon as they try this, they start noticing how unsatisfied they are. And so the next step that can be really helpful is to just notice, oh, I don't feel satisfied. Then let yourself just think, what would it take for me to feel satisfied about this? Just put that question out without any expectation, and that will help to organize your field around satisfied. What would it take?
All right. Now, I got to tell you a funny story, Linda, because I've loved and I've learned so much from you, and specifically with the phrasing of affirmations and how powerful they can be. So I use this I'm grateful and thankful for, and you put it in the present tense rather than ahead of you, because and that's made all kinds of differences for me. Well, I had this experience. You know, I went through my plumbing flood and totally torn out bathrooms, bedrooms, all of that. Well, and then when it got to the point of being able to build them back pretty, I had to choose new bathroom floors. Well, and when it came to choosing things like that, fixtures or floors, there, you know, we got supply chain issues and stuff. So a lot of stuff wasn't available. So I could only choose. Well, I had one bathroom that was tile, and the tile had to be replaced. There were only like three choices that we could get right away. Otherwise, it might be 10 years from now when it comes. So I had to choose from those three. One was a solid white tile. Yeah, it doesn't work in an animal. And the other were similar. One was darker than that. And so I picked one of those. But anyway, I started getting really nervous that I wouldn't like the floors was the thought that came back in, that I wouldn't like the floor. And then I like that was the day before or something that they were going to get ready to do it. I had all this. I was inside. I have to shift this. So Linda popped right into my head. And I started this affirmation. I said, what did I say? I said, something. I am grateful and thankful that I totally and completely fall in love with my new tile floor. I am grateful and thankful that I completely and totally fall in love with my new. And I did that for a while. Well, I am still blown away now when I walk by that bedroom. I am so freaking in love with this tile floor that I am blown away. And like, it's like, oh, wow. But I am totally in love with my floor. Okay. And anyway, I'm just so surprised. And I still am surprised every time I look at it. I have this feeling of, I'm in love with this floor. So anyway, careful what you ask for, folks. But know that the wording and the phrasing of these affirmations is intensely powerful.
Indeed it is.
All righty. Okay, Bettina, so we leave you with that.
Thank you.
All righty.
Thank you all.
All right,
wonderful
you call.
Day.
You
Happy
call.
Valentine.
And you're going to call next week to let me know how the bedroom thing is going, okay?
Yes, I am.
All righty.
Thank you all.
All righty. Thanks, welcome. Bettina. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Alrighty, we need to take care of advertisers because we're in the last hour and we might run out of time. So Diane, I we know you're loyal and faithful and you'll be even more patient than you have been. So we'll get to you right after we do this. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world. And there's a vertical world. Living horizontally Our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Want to hear something different from talk radio? Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and gosh, we are midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And golly, we heard from Linda Rasmussen and verticalenergyworldwide.com. So if you want to check out Linda, you can go to her website, verticalenergyworldwide.com, and Linda, you are still offering a free introductory session to anybody that asks, right?
That's correct.
So, gosh, all you have to do is call or text her at the number I'm going to give you, and she will do a free, give you a free session. Now, you need to take advantage of this woman before she wises up here. I mean, because this is just goofy. She's worth her weight in gold. You know, if these affirmations can change things as quickly and easily as it, you can imagine. And you've heard the work she's doing today. So write her number down, and all you got to do is call her and text her and say you want a session. You can come in and see her in person in her office, which is with the Interspace facility, mm-hmm. which is the old Rainier Brewery. Or she works remotely, just like Nails does. So the number to call or text is 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. Well, if you need help with your animal friends, you can call me. I'll talk to you for free on the phone. My number is 360-217-7258. And by the way, we have open phone lines, and we could still sneak in one, maybe a couple of callers if we had to. So if you're out there and you're thinking, yeah, I could use a treatment, get on the phone immediately. 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. All righty, let's get to our very patient in Bellevue, Diane. And oh, we're bringing up those wonderful pictures of Theo and Whiskers. So, Diane, welcome back to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen.
Oh, good morning, everybody.
Hi.
Good morning.
Thanks for being so patient.
Yes, I'm just enjoying listening and just doing everything everybody else is doing. So thank you.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So, I'm calling about Theo today?
Well, Theo and myself.
Okay.
And, Martha, when you're right, you're right.
Uh-oh. What did I get right about?
Well, with Theo, it's psychological. He needs a shrink, so I'm calling.
So tell me what's going on.
Okay, so all
because we know we have a history, long history of Theo peeing on the bed, okay,
yes,
and a long history of urinary tract infections and antibiotics and the infection not going away. and then him starting to pee again. So where are we now in this whole saga?
Okay. So we had the ultrasound. There is absolutely nothing wrong anywhere. No stones, no crystals, no infection, nothing.
You know, because sometimes something bizarre is picked up on those tests. I had a couple of sessions over the years with cats. However, they had blood in their urine. But they kept going back to the vet, and the vet would say, there's nothing wrong. It's psychological. And I would say, excuse me, there's blood in the urine. There's something wrong that is not normal. Well, pushed enough, eventually they'd do these. There'd be some weird, I had one with a very weird bladder disease or something, and there was something else. But so there can be strange things picked up on those tests. But for Theo, there was nothing, which I guess is, it's good news there. There's nothing physically going on.
Well, there's one more but. When he did the blood test, because both of the kids will be 11 in December, so they're considered senior kitties. But on the blood test, it showed that his kidney values are high. So he wants to check it again in 30 days because he said those can be skewed too, so he wants two to make sure. But in the meantime, I have some kidney support.
Medication
that I'm giving him. And he had me get some kitty pheromones, which is in a little atomizer.
Yeah.
And then, like you, Martha, he said he needed, that something happened. He doesn't want to go pee in the box. So he gave me some Composure Pro, which is, supports calm behavior and brain health. And he's been doing well with that. And plus, he said I could give him CBD oil as well.
Interesting. Has the bacteria in the urine been cleared up? Is that gone?
Totally gone. No bacteria, nothing. Clear.
Okay. And where are we in the pee on the bed department?
Okay, so since I started giving him this around the 1st,
yeah,
he has had 3 breakouts.
Okay.
Last one was Friday where he peed on the bathroom floor.
On a mat or just the bare floor?
Bare floor, which is easier to clean than other places.
Yeah, but that's extremely unusual.
I thought so too. And once on the bed, I forgot and didn't close the door all the way, so he snuck in and peed on the comforter on the bed again.
So he still will do these things.
Yeah, and once he peed on the corner of my kitchen rug.
Okay.
And I moved the rug, and then he peed where the rug was.
All right, so it would appear that probably the inappropriate urination is not happening on the bed only because you closed the door, he can't get to it. But
correct.
Even though without the infection, you open, he'll go back to the bed and go. We've had the other episodes on the floors, but not mats, which is extremely unusual. I think the one base we have not yet covered that I've mentioned the last couple of times was that I teach what I call the human-to-animal transference and how our animals pick up, process, and reflect back our stuff, and particularly suppressed negative emotional energy. And inappropriate urination, certain behaviors in cats relate to certain emotional energies in humans.
Right, and that's the other thing.
Yep, and urine relates to anger. And it's usually human anger when we have inappropriate urination with cats. And so what I haven't had a chance to do with you yet is, Diane, to talk to you about doing a little emotional homework to release any anger that you're holding on to that could be influencing this situation.
Okay, so Dr. Larry totally agreed with you. He said something's probably going on with you.
Dr. Larry said so. Oh, I love you, Dr. Larry.
So he said the same thing that you did. That's when I said, when you're right, you're right.
Oh, I get it now. And hey, does everybody know? You're talking Dr. Larry Siegler?
Yes.
Does anybody know? Do y'all know? You don't know this, Nathan. Stacy, you don't know this. Dr. Larry Signaler, Animal Healing Center in Redmond, the original Animal World veterinarian.
Oh.
He was the first. And I had to twist his arm inside out, upside down, and backwards because he's a very sensitive, shy man. Okay, but he did Animal World for quite a while. And then Dr. Richard Panzer, oh, he was amazing. If I could get him back in the studio, I'd love to have him again. But he was in. But anyway, he was our first Animal World vet. So, Diane, we can't do that today. We don't have time. But if you call in next week, we could have time. Or I told you I would do this with you privately on the phone off the air.
Yes, and I wanted to tell you the reason I didn't call you was...
Yes.
Yes, I was so stressed with Theo and the things going on in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I broke out in a stress hives rash.
Okay, you see, that's why you need to do this.
I know. So mm-hmm. then I had to go to the doctor.
Okay, right. Yeah, okay. But anyway, so that's the next step we're left with and where I think we're at. So now Nels has been working on Theo this whole time.
Yes, and found...
Did you come up with stuff?
Well, I've found some things to connect.
To work with? Okay.
And I checked in special to see, well, what vibration is Theo resonating with, or maybe it might be better to say not resonating with in this case.
What'd you get?
The feeling of trust came up.
Oh,
so
what do you think that means?
Well, I don't know for sure, but when I was doing my work, I was focusing on that word trust, all right? So I could get that vibration going while I was doing my work. And who knows, I would venture to guess that there is something to do with trust and Diane as well. But I'm just going to, it may not be the number one thing, but it may be in there somewhere. But it's the thing that the cat is hanging on.
Well, maybe he doesn't trust that I am calming down my stress because I'm working on myself. So maybe he doesn't trust that I will stay.
Well, and most of the time, our animals are not aware of how they pick up the energy and process it from you. They just, what they feel, they just process.
They just do it.
However... That's not always the case. Some of them are. Like, I remember just a wonderful communication story. There was decades ago, I did go and do seminars with other communicators. And this was when I was trying to argue with the fact that I have not been talking to animals all my life. And this woo-woo stuff doesn't exist. So so one of the gals, and I think this was a Samantha Curry. She's a really phenomenally gifted communicator out of California. I don't know if she's still working these days, but it was her, a seminar with her, and she told a story of a cat that she was contacted by the owner to work with this cat and read for this cat because this cat was doing the inappropriate urination in this woman's house. And they tried everything. Nothing worked. Well, when this was one of those really weird stories, Samantha was one of those communicators that's really good at tuning into the cat and directly talking with the cat. And this cat really was in tune. And the cat told her, hey, I came into this lifetime to serve this woman. And the reason I'm peeing it is because she is stuck back at her high school prom. And what you don't know is that she gets out her old prom dress and she puts it on and dances around and she lives in high school in that prom. And so whenever she puts that dress on and goes back to high school, that's when I pee to snap her out of it. Ooh. Well, Samantha told the story I've had that she worked with a woman and helped her understand that. And they gave her the emotional and psychological work that she needed. And when she stopped doing that, voila, cat quit peeing inappropriately.
Well, I don't have a prom dress. So.
No. And that's not what I'm because of this. It's, you're more, I think, the standard what would be going on in this case. But that's a very unusual one. And just why I wanted to let you know that there are lots of things that can influence our animals' behavior. And sometimes they're really strange. And sometimes the woo-woo world is the real world, and it works really well. Anyway, Diane, I think, Linda, we need to have you work on Diane.
Sure.
Oh, thank you, Linda.
Hi, Diane. So what we're going to do today is have you think about the thing that right now is most important to you. Just bring whatever that is into your mind, noticing how you feel about that. Whatever is most important to you right now.
Okay.
All right. And then setting that aside, focus on the feeling of being persecuted.
It's a big word. Persecuted.
And we're going to replace persecuted with the feeling of faithful. The feeling of faithful.
Faithful.
Faithful and the number one.
Faithful, number one.
Your eyes are going to be closed and looking down at your chin. And I'm going to invite you to do some very deep, slow breathing. In and out, particularly emphasizing the exhale.
All right. Eyes closed, looking down. Slow, deep breathing, emphasizing the exhale, thinking faithful, and the number one. Faithful and the number one. And I just realized we have another caller and coming up. We'll have to sneak in. And it's a very special caller. So hold your breath for that.
Okay, perfect, Diane. Go ahead and breathe normally and with your eyes open, just gently tilting your head forward, tucking the chin. And then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then let yourself return to thinking about that thing that is most important to you right now. And that is complete. And the affirmation to support you is, I embrace the feeling of faithful.
I embrace the feeling of faithful?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, and we have a problem with Thor not trusting, so that sounds like it resonates to me. Let's have you working on that affirmation. All right,
So
we're all good with Diane and Thor? Okay,
you've got
your affirmation and some homework, and you either call me off the air and or check in next week, but at some point I got to do a mini phone session with you on moving the processing the emotions, Diane.
Okay, I'll give you a call, Martha. And one quick question for Nils. Is Whiskers doing okay? The poor guy gets forgotten because all the focus is on Theo.
Right. Well, tuning into Whiskers, things feel pretty good here. I can probably always find a little tweak, but
you could work on that while we take care of advertisers,
absolutely.
Couldn't you?
Absolutely. I'll just tune in and see if there's any tune-up to be done there.
Yeah, but. So Nils will take care of Whiskers while we're taking care of advertisers, Diane, and I'll talk to you during the week or next week, okay?
Awesome. Thank you all so much.
All right. Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye. All righty. We're going to take care of advertisers for the last time in the show. And then, okay, this is for all you regulars. Been with me a long time. You remember? I don't remember how many years ago it was. But do you remember the phenomenal women we featured from Arizona that live out in the middle of nowhere and when Arizona was burning down? We had to help them with the fire and all of that and with prayer. And then we interviewed, they turned out to be such fascinating women. Remember Willa, the wild animal trainer that did the tigers in Las Vegas below the building, and she handled all that. Anyway, phenomenal women. Well, guess who? D of D and Willa's on the phone. So, Nathan, let's get these advertisers out of here. Even though we love them, we got to talk to D before we run out of time. So, stay right where you are. We're going to Arizona next. Right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Easy on the ears, good for the soul. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and we heard from Natasha Venter, our wonderful medium, intuitive, psychic, and personal awareness coach. She does great readings, really reasonable price. Check her out at angelicclarifications.com or give her a call for a reading at 360-770-7486. We are going to, not going to have time to do current events because I want to spend the rest of the time we've got with Dee down in Arizona, but nothing new this week. But there's a bunch of stuff on current events. So go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events, a bunch of stuff coming up at Homeward Pet. And I think those are the most current things. But check them out, MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events. All the details are there. And hey, let's hitch our wagons and head down to Arizona. And Dee, welcome back to Animal World. It's been forever. How the heck are you?
Hi, Martha.
There's that voice. How are you?
I'm good.
All right.
Great to connect in with you guys.
Well, now, first thing I'm going to do is slap you around. You know, we got 10 minutes left. You should have called in the first hour so we could have talked a lot longer. But I don't want you to miss out on healing for you and the dog you're calling about, so we better get right to business.
Right.
But Natasha's on next week, so if you need to know anything cool, call back earlier in the show next week so we can visit a little, catch up on what's going on down there. And especially with our tiger trainer, Willa, and everybody, you know. So anyway, you've got a dog that needs some help. So tell Dr. Nails about the dog. What's the dog's name?
This dog's name is Sandy, and he's a 9.5-year-old Wheaton Terrier. And we rescued him and his sidekick, Chico the Chihuahua, when they were puppies, about 4 or 5 months old. They were scrounging around in the grocery store parking lot. And one of the employees came out wringing their hands and saying, "Oh, please help, please help." They were going to turn into grease spots in the driveway. So we looked at each other and went, okay.
And you helped.
Well, we'll take them to the Humane Society or something. Well, they're still here 9.5 years later. So
so what's going on with Sandy, briefly?
He's, well, we just got a diagnosis from the vet about 10 days ago that he has diabetes, and we were absolutely shocked. But we've been trying to figure that out now, and I just think there's more to it than just that, and we're just looking around to try to find the answers of what else is going on with him.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you now, if I forget to, before we're done, I want you to call next week, though, because we can have Natasha look at the energy and see what she can get about all of this.
Okay.
Now, at this point, Nels has been able to make a connection with Sandy, and you're already tuned in, and obviously there's something to work on.
Yes, Sandy has fight-or-flight issues, stuck in fight-or-flight. Most people who call in because their animal has a problem is because they're at least partly the problem is due to fight-or-flight stuck, and that overrides a lot of normal processes that should be going on. So first and most important thing to do is get that reset. And
I'm wondering, this is a general question and probably not real fair, but just in case you have an answer, I'm wondering, have you experienced working on dogs with diabetes, and do you think this work has made any, do you have any experience working on diabetic dogs with this?
Well, I'm going to just kind of throw this back a little differently and say, you know, diabetes is a collection of signs and symptoms that racks up to a diagnosis. All right.
Yeah.
And that's for people or animals. And it can be influenced by a lot of different factors. Of course, diet is some of it, but the neurology and the energy of the body is very important, because if an animal is stuck in fight or flight, the whole digestive system goes out of whack. And if that's out of whack, then
they can't metabolize
They don't metabolize normally. So you're going to end up with some interesting problems, and diabetes certainly could be one of them. I was actually, interestingly enough, thinking this morning about diabetes for some reason.
Oh, gee, I wonder why.
Yeah. And and what came to mind was, a lot of people think, well, there is this talk about, you know, you don't want to spike your insulin. Well, I think that's kind of a lot of crap. I think we can spike our insulin all we want if we have all the other resources we're supposed to have, which means our bodies are in good energetic and neurological balance. And then we're able to tolerate that. But a lot of people can't because they're not balanced.
Well, what do you mean by spiking your insulin?
It's by taking in too many carbohydrates, and that spikes your insulin.
I see.
And,
I
of course, now I'm assuming that Dee would be feeding her dog something pretty good and not loaded with grains and loaded with potatoes. But, you know, if you do, then there's too many carbohydrates.
Well, I don't know what they can get. Well, I'm sure they can probably get it.
So, you know, something.
But anyway, I'm looking at the clock, and we don't have too much time left. And I know, Dee, it would be important for at least Linda to tune in and do a little work for you.
Right.
Are you open to Linda working with you right now?
Sure.
Okay. So,
I'll keep working in the background.
Yeah. Dr. Nels will keep working on Sandy, but it sounds like this could be a benefit to Sandy, getting the physical body in balance. You're going to have to see what happens. So, Linda, go ahead and take over with Dee.
Yeah. Hi, Dee.
Hi.
I'm going to invite you to think the sky is blue, just relaxing, holding the idea that the sky is blue. And I invite you to bring a person into your thoughts. This is somebody that has been coming to your mind a lot lately. And if there's more than one, just select the one you want to think about. And as you do, just noticing how you feel as you think about this person. And then setting that person outside your thoughts, putting your attention on the feeling of rejection. And we're going to replace rejection with a feeling of judgment.
Judgment.
And we're going to replace judgment with the feeling of stable. This is one of these things that happens sometimes in treatment where we need to open several doors. And so we have arrived at the feeling of stable. So you're just focused now on thinking stable. And the number two. Your eyes are closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. And take a deep breath into the abdomen, holding your breath in as long as you comfortably can, getting a new breath as soon as you need to.
All right, Dee, you have your eyes closed. Behind those closed door eyes, you're looking up to the right, holding your breath as long as you're comfortable, letting it out, replacing when you need to, thinking stable, and the number two. Stable, and the number two. Nels is still working on Sandy, so there had to be several points to work on.
There. Good dog points.
Ah, good dog points. Sandy is a good dog.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Dee, and with your eyes open, just gently tipping your head forward to stretch the back of your neck gently, and then let your head rise. And as you're relaxing and breathing normally, bringing the person that you were thinking about back into your thoughts and noticing how you feel. And that is complete.
Wonderful.
And I invite you to think, I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of stable. And that affirmation will help to keep the openness in your field moving.
Yes, so you want to use that a lot. I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of stable. And the wording is important, so use it exact as often as you need to this week to keep you stable. All righty. We are about out of time, Dee. So now, Nels, anything you need to mention about Sandy?
Well, one thing I would say, I was resetting the fight or flight system for Sandy. And if you wanted to, Dee, you could go to my website and contact me through the website, and then I could also clue you into the do-it-yourself reset program.
Would be
if
excellent.
You want that, where you could just go ahead and do this to any of your dogs anytime.
Yep. HealingMinistryForAnimals.com, Dee, HealingMinistryForAnimals, or email me and call next week so we can chat more and have Natasha look at everything. Otherwise, but thank you for calling. It was so good to hear your voice. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thanks
all
so
righty.
Much, Martha. Oh. Thanks, Nels.
Yep.
Love you. Bye-bye. And love to Willa and everybody. Thank you. All right. Golly, we are smack out of time. Now, normal programming, if we stay tuned, we're going to stay with Nels. All right. So you can stay tuned right here on this station. You will hear an encore presentation of Mystic Radio, Past Life People and Pets, with yours truly, Nels Rasmussen, will be there. So you can listen for another hour. And next week is Natasha. It's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and Talk with Your Animals or Personal Awareness Coaching with Natasha. Thank you, Nathan. Thank you, Stacy. Thank you, Dr. Nels. Thank you, Linda. And as always, I leave you with, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things. Go Bengals, and I'll talk to you again next week.